tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for North Pole Radio News. Santa does not launch from the North Pole for another 17-plus hours, yet we have great activity over at the Slayport. Joining us with a live update from there is Elf Rusty Chestnuts. Rusty?
Holly, the snow is blowing hard here, but we have sleighs lined up for takeoff as far as the eye can see. These sleighs are all carrying field trackers headed to their assigned places of duty around the world.
Rusty, it's Christmas Eve already in some parts of the world. Is it possible people might be able to see those sleighs in flight?
Indeed they might, Holly. If the weather permits it, each of these sleighs are lighted to international flight standards, and every reindeer team is outfitted with bells. They can easily be seen and heard.
But aren't those elves supposed to be somewhat secret, Rusty?
These are tracker elves, Holly, not spies. They carry identification. Their presence is known by local military and law enforcement personnel, and in some cases they have a permit to be observing the skies for Santa, they are assigned.
A permit? Who would ever require a permit to watch the skies for Santa?
Illinois, New Jersey, and the People's Republic of California, Holly.
Interesting, Rusty. Thanks for that report. From the North Pole, where activity is picking up as we count down to Santa's launch, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting from North Pole Flight Command for North Pole Radio News on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at santaupdate.com and trackingsanta.net.